Good evening, everyone. This is the One Who's Had a Dream podcast, the number one AFC Wimbledon podcast, bringing you the Sunday debrief. This is where we discuss everything that happened on Saturday's game. So, yes, if you want to speak or if you've listened before and you know what to do, press the speak button, come and have your say, debate and discuss Wimbledon with like-minded people. If you can't speak, you're busy or you've got kids around you or you're on a train or something, or you're too shy to speak, send your questions or answers in the comments section and we'll go through them best we can. So, my name is Lee Finch. I host the Sunday Debrief and the podcast. We'll be going through yesterday's 5-1 win. So I'll start quickly with just the formation and the squad that was picked. Steve Palmer's asked to speak straight away, so I'll go through this first, then get him involved. So we started with Alex Bass in goal. Huss Abila came in at right back. Joe Lewis, Alex Pearce was your centre backs. Pearce coming in for Johnson, who no idea if he was injured, suspended, but he wasn't available. Jack Curry at left back. James Tilly on the right wing. Jake Reeves, Omani Little, and then Connor Lemon. Something Evans came in for Nurfield. Again, Nurfield was missing in action. Ali Al Hamadi, Omar Bugle were your front men. 9 subs in the FA Cup. So, yeah, Kai Jennings made up the subs bench. Other than that, it was pretty much the same old people, really, that play for Wimbledon. So a 5-1 win. Steve's left, so I'm guessing he might have hit the wrong button or he didn't really want to speak. But, yeah, if you've got anything to say regarding yesterday's game, please come and have your say. Yeah, so we won 5-1. Absolute great game. Really enjoyed it. I stood in the south stand with my boy Jack. First time I've stood in the south stand. I was very impressed with it. It's a great view in there if anyone's not been in there yet. It's a really good view from the south stand. The 3 goals were down our end, which were brilliant. Tilly's strike, Evans' strike, and Josh Davison scoring. They were down my end. I thought the atmosphere was really good. One thing before I say hello to Mick, is I thought Cheltenham were really, really poor. Reminded me a lot of us last year or the year before when we were in League One. So, Mick, how are we? We good?
Yeah, all good, Lee. What a great game that was yesterday, wasn't it? What a performance.
Really enjoyable. Really, yeah, it was really good. I just loved the way we moved the ball around. Jake Reeves and Marnie Little were back to their best. There's not too much to be critical about. I have got one thing, but
I was looking at the Twitter before the game, you know, and a couple of lads put stuff up before the game, and it was only that, you know, there but for the grace of God, go I and all that stuff. And they were saying, a couple of lads said, oh, he hasn't changed the team, he's an idiot, get rid of him, we're an idiot. And of course, it didn't age very well because we go and win 5-1. And I think, in all honesty, Lee, I mean, let's be honest, if we'd have got beat 1-0 with a team that Johnny picked yesterday, we'd have all been saying it as well, wouldn't we? We'd all been saying, oh, he should have changed the team. And he... So sometimes I think we're all quick to criticise sometimes. Sometimes you've got to give the fella a bit of credit. He picked the team. I mean, I feared the worst with Alex Pearce there, you know, but I thought he had did a good job. And it worked out, mate, didn't it? And all credit to the players. I thought they were excellent right from the start. Notwithstanding that Cheltenham weren't very good, but me and you always do this, Lee, don't we? Every time we win a game, we always say, oh, the other lot were rubbish. Well, they're only as good as you let them be, aren't they, at the end of the day?
100%. I thought first half they weren't too bad, to be fair. They had a lot of the ball without really testing Bass. I thought the scores on the doors, I thought you were spot on with Alex Bass because the two punches he done were excellent. If people were in the south stand would have seen them, that he was under a lot of pressure from, I think, either throw-ins or corners. I can't remember. I think it was corners. But his punches, two punches, got us out of danger. And people don't really shout about that too much when keepers do good punches. But I saw you did that on the scores on the doors.
Yeah. I mean, first sort of 25 minutes, Lee, there wasn't a lot in it, really, was there? It was a pretty tight affair. And then we got the goal pretty much out of nothing when it was an Omar flick on. And then I thought Ali was brilliant all day, to be honest with you. They couldn't handle his pace and stuff. And he just runs onto it and buries it, doesn't he? And I mean, at 1-0, I thought, you know, it was even still, and then we got the second. But second half, we just steamrolled them, didn't we? But I mean, if I'd have been a Cheltenham fan, mate, and you travelled down there to watch that, and they chucked the towel in, didn't they? Second half was a bloody disgraceful performance, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, and I agree with you regarding Ali. I thought he was excellent. I thought Curtis Davis, who he's playing against, I think he's finished now. He was on TV a minute ago. I think he was at one. He's doing punditry for one of the games on Sky. So you can see where his head's at. And I think, I think it reminded me of when we were in League One and we got relegated, is that they've got a couple of decent young lads. The older players are not really, they're not there to play football now. They're there to kind of have a payday, finish their careers and get into punditry, as I said. And yeah, I said, I thought they'd done okay first half. I thought we were threatening with Bugle and Ali because there was a couple of flicks beforehand. I think Tilly got onto one. He went right instead of maybe cutting in on his left, which surprised us at the time because he usually cuts in on his left. He went on his right, poor touch. But yeah, and I thought, well, we are testing them here. We will get chances. And once they came, we put the ball in the back of the net. There was quite a funny comment from Matt saying, we got to give, you said about giving Jackson credit. We actually had to give the PLC credit because it was them that picked the team. Because that was the rumours before the game, wasn't it? That Jackson had been told to play a first team. When I saw the first team come out, I was not disappointed. I thought, oh, fair play. As I said before, we've got to trust what the medical team is saying, what players are saying. People keep saying Reeves needs to rest. He's the captain of the team. So you've got to trust that he's going to Jackson, that he can play the full 90 minutes. And I thought Ball might come in. I was really pleased that Biller came in. I thought Biller was excellent and showed.
Yeah, he was.
Because people have said about Biller being, with his injuries and stuff, he looked a bit off the pace the last couple of weeks before that, Accrington and Morecambe, when he's come on. I thought he was excellent. So against a couple of quick wingers, I thought he just showed why he is such a good player.
When he's fit, he's a superb little footballer, really. When he's fit, he's got everything. He's a superb little footballer.
And one good thing for us, Mick, is the fact that his injury record isn't the best. So there might be a case that he might never be able to leave us. Because a bit like Will Nightingale, really, where Will wouldn't pass too many medicals. I don't think Hasbilla would either, because they're all different injuries. Which is a plus point for us because he is a quality little footballer. Really good, really. Jack Curry's the exact same. Him and Jack Curry. And what we liked, I don't know if you saw it. Where did you sit yesterday, Mick, or Stan?
I'm always in the same spot, Lee, down in block 108, down by the way end in the West End.
So you might not have seen it, but they had a corner at one point. I think it was their player, Lloyd. They were kind of put, and Huss just pushed him. And everyone loved it. That little bit of needle that you want from a Wimbledon team in the FA Cup. There was no need for it either. He just gave him... Lloyd was giving it a bit of mouth, so he just pushed him.
We all like a bit of that, Lee, don't we? A bit of dog in him. We like that in our players, don't we?
And we said before the game, we did say about the atmosphere. We talked about it on the podcast. And one of the main reasons for the atmosphere is... The performances on the pitch. You've got to put in the performance. And I think the players all stood up. They had that little bit of needle about them. Pierce was not losing headers. I thought he was excellent yesterday, to be fair, Pierce. Yeah, I was a bit worried when I saw him. I thought he was his kind of game, though. You know, they had a big, big striker who usually would bully probably some young centre-backs. But he come up against an experienced player in Pierce who loves that kind of game. And Joe Lewis, who everyone knows that he loves it as well, but also he can play football.
I mean, in fairness, when they brought that, they brought the 10 on, didn't they, a sub? And I forget his name, Ness or something. I thought he looked about their best player. They had two or three lads, I think, who play fairly regularly who were sitting it out. And they brought him in. He's the guy that missed the penalty. He won the penalty and then missed it. And against him, I thought, in fairness, Pierce was probably struggled a little bit. But again, you're absolutely right, mate. When you've got the guys who they just lump it forward to, he wins everything, doesn't he? I mean, he'll stand there and win headers all day. And I'll say that for Phil. I'm pretty sure he'd be in his last season as a pro now. He might only play another six or seven games in his what's been an illustrious career for him. But I'll tell you what, every time he plays, win, lose or draw, he leaves everything out there. You've got to give it to him that. He's a good pro, isn't he?
Pierce?
Yeah.
On the pitch. I don't know off the pitch. I've heard a couple of things about him off the pitch. But on the pitch, he is a good pro. He walks like John Wayne when he's coming off the pitch because he can barely walk. He can barely move. It's really funny. If you watch him coming off after the game, you'd think he was 60 or 70 the way he walks. It's really weird. But as you said, he's played a hell of a lot of years as a professional footballer. So his body probably is packing in a little bit. And I give it to him. He gives 100% every time he goes on the pitch. Off the pitch, he might be a bit of a knobhead, but on the pitch, you can't fault the guy, really. So
he's warm up. All the players warm up down by us when they're on the bench, and his warm up is something to behold. It's you have to see it. He looks like a geography teacher who's getting ready to run the 60 meters in the school fit. He kind of jogs down the line a bit and then does a little quick stretch, scratches his balls, and then just kind of watches the game from there. It's something to behold when it is warm up. It is something else. I strongly recommend anybody who gets down my end, have a watch of Piers warming up. It's lovely. It's a lovely sight. And I sympathise with him, Lee, because it's exactly what I'm like when I get out of bed on the morning. You know, it's the same exercises that I can't do either.
It's how I feel when I just put my socks on, Mick, to be fair, in the morning. Another couple of plus points from yesterday's game. There is a couple of frustrations I'll bring up because obviously I don't want to be critical or too negative because it was a brilliant performance. There was a couple of things that frustrated me, but they were little things. But on a plus point, I've got to say it was good to see James Tilley back on the goals. He could have had a hat-trick, to be fair. There was one, I think he hit it. I don't know how he hit it, or it looked like it was curling in the top bins and it just missed the post. And we were like, wow, well, that's unreal.
I criticised him a bit on my ratings because I thought he was a bit greedy, and a couple of times he could have squared it to Ali and he had a shot. Do you not agree with that? You thought he was fair enough, him taking all the shots? And I mean, obviously, it's just my opinion, you know, but I just thought when he was going for his hat trick, particularly towards the end, I mean, I like him as a player. He's a cracking footballer. And I was pleased to see him get his goals. But I just thought he got a bit, like, shot happy. Every time we build up and get it to him, he was having a crack every 5 minutes.
If we had been 1-0 or 1-0 when he had been doing it, I'd say I'd be a bit annoyed. But when you're 5-1 up, I think it's one of them kids' football kind of things. Everyone wants to score. He's on a hat-trick. He knows he might get pulled off at any minute. Or subbed off. Hopefully he don't get pulled off during the game. Do you know what I mean? He's probably thinking, if I can get my hat-trick here, then I can get taken off and, do you know what I mean, I'll get my round of applause and everything like that. And I didn't mind it too much yesterday because, as I said, I think we were just... It's like Evans a couple of times. He cut in. He was having shots and, do you know what I mean, everyone thought, well, we can score here. And
He play well, Evans. What a good player he is, isn't he? I mean, the previous game against was it Accrington, he was poor that first half when they took him off. But I tell you, yesterday, he looked a really good player. And the thing I never knew about him, Lee, in the air, he's like bloody Les Ferdinand in the air, jumps like a salmon to edit. He really is a good player.
I was just about, you literally took the words off. I said to my boy, that for a guy who ain't that tall, he's got springs in his boots. He half gets up really high. I've had a bit of a ding-dong with one of my mates about him, really, because he thinks he's a great signing because he is a good player. I said he's a poor signing because he's only played 1.5 games up until yesterday. I can't say someone's a good signing if they've only played 1.5 games since they signed for us. But the 2 games that he started in, Walsall and yesterday, he was phenomenal. And the game against Accrington, he was poor. But I'm going to take that as he came back from injury. We threw him straight in because of maybe Sasu. He didn't fancy Sasu. But yeah, I thought he was brilliant again yesterday. Let me have a look. Joe, you wanted to have a chat. What's up, Joe? Joe, did you see the game yesterday? Jonathan, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. No, I didn't see it because the iFollow wasn't going in the States for the Cup game. So I had to listen to it and look at some highlights. You know, I obviously there's not a lot to be upset about with that performance. I will say, though, that, you know, the question that this begs is about our lack of consistency. Because, you know, this is the same side that, you know, took Chelsea 2-1, that has, you know, had some just amazing performances this year. And it's the same side that just did so horribly in two, you know, back-to-back horrible losses. So I don't know who to blame. You know, how much of it is young guys who are still trying to find their footing? How much of it is old guys whose best days are behind them and they are not as consistent as they used to be? How much of it is Johnny Jackson not being consistent in the way that he does selection and chooses formations and puts guys out there? I still believe in this team a lot, but the thing that concerns me is that, you know, we have shown that we can play really badly for multiple games in a row And if we keep doing that, I'm worried about a fall from grace similar to what we had last year. Now, I think that the side that we have this year is much better, and I don't think that that is as big a concern, but I don't know that you could be a Wimbledon fan from any time in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years and not be very concerned that even when, you know, after a really great game like yesterday, that there's a harbinger there for, you know, this could all go straight to shit pretty fast.
I don't think you blame anyone. I don't think we blame anyone at the moment. I think it's League Two.
That's football. That's really off-brand for you to not blame anyone.
Well, no, because you look at the result. Accrington absolutely smashed us off the park. One of the best teams people said they've seen this year. I think the week after they go and lose to someone, like Colchester, I think it was, or someone. You look at Barrow. Barrow are just drawing games constantly, so that wasn't a bad result. I also take it a lot of it into the lot of travelling that we had last week. We wouldn't have been able to train a lot. There wouldn't have been a lot of stuff to be able to work on in the training field. Do you know what I mean? Johnny's had him in now for a week. I get one of the two frustrations I had yesterday. One of them is the subs. I thought he made a good sub with Davison coming on for Bugle the 60th minute. I understand why he probably didn't take Ali off, because Ali's off to Iraq soon. I was hoping that when Ali went down, he was slightly injured and he would miss a couple of weeks and he wouldn't be able to play for Iraq, because we need him against the Scum. But yeah, he's off, so I can see why he kept him on. But bringing on Ball and Sasu really late on, I said to my boy on the 75th minute, I said, if I was, when we went 5-0 up, I said, I'd bring on Kai Jennings and give him 15 minutes now in this game, because there's no way we should go and lose that, especially against Cheltenham. We're awful. So I'd have given Kaya and Ball, and I would have took Reeves and Little off. And then, yeah, give them a couple of minutes and then maybe bring Sasu on for Ali later on in the game. That was one of my main frustrations yesterday with Johnny Jackson and his subs, especially when you're 5-0 up. You think, just get minutes in the legs. Someone did ask a question. Here we go, Dan. On the back of yesterday's great win, do we now rest most of the first team for Tuesday game, giving players like Paul Kalambayi a game? I think there's a rule in place that we have to play a certain number of the starters from Saturday will play against Crystal Palace's under-23s. I do know that Jackson did say that Kai Jennings will be playing a role in it. I was buzzing for that lad yesterday. What an achievement to be at Wimbledon from 7 and make your home team, David. I've heard great things about this kid. He's going to be mustard for us and make us a lot of money going forward. So I was buzzing for that. But yeah, Jonathan, coming back to your kind of question, I'm not worried at the moment. This is a big month for Wimbledon. It's a big month for Johnny Jackson. It's a big month for the squad. We have some really tough games. We've got Donny coming up, then the Scum, then we have Notts County. Plus, we have a second round FA Cup. It could be a really, really good month. Or it could be hit and miss. But that's League Two football, I think, at the moment. Everyone beats everyone. We play like that. We are one of the best teams in the division. We play like we did against Morecambe Accrington. Then, yeah, we are just, it's just inconsistency, which a lot of players are, unfortunately. Mike, did you want to say something? What I'll say first is, anyone who wants to speak, press that speak button. If you've got something to say regarding the game yesterday, regarding the players that played, any frustrations that you have, come on and have your say. Mick, what did you want to say regarding what Jonathan said?
About what Jonathan said, mate, I think, and he's absolutely right. Obviously, the inconsistency is always a worry. But I think it's a little bit like, I play golf a bit, not very often, but I can whack one down middle at fairway, mate, and wedge it on and two putt and get a par and think, you know, I should be a pro. But I don't do it very often because I'm not very good. I can do it occasionally, but I'm not very good. And I think this is why these lads are in League Two. I mean, the goal that Connor Lemon Hay Evans scored, if that had been a Champions League game, we'd have all been saying, oh my God, what a footballer he is, that lad. And yet he's playing in League Two. And I suppose the reason for that is that the lads, they can do amazing things with the football, but they're a bit more inconsistent. And if you look at the league, to go back to your point where everyone beats everyone, that's pretty much like it is. I mean, the best teams in the league, you know, Notts County have been absolutely banjoed a couple of times, haven't they? Wrexham have got buried a couple of times as well. Mansfield have drawn loads, but they got beat last night. And the only team that's really consistent is Stockport. They look like the best team in the league, but everybody else gets beat regular. And the key to it is into doing well in the league. I'm absolutely convinced of this. The more I look at it, is A, you've got to have bounce back ability. So when you do get beat, you do exactly what we did on Saturday and come back and get a great result. And secondly, when it's 1-1 with 10 minutes to go, the teams that get in the playoffs and in the top 10 and the rest of it, they're the ones that can go and get that goal when it's 1-1. They don't sit back and take the point. They go and get that goal. And if we get better at doing that, I know a lot of people were kind of saying, well, we're only actually a mid-table team. I know Danny said that on the podcast. I'm absolutely convinced this team and squad is good enough for top 10 at least. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
I tend to agree with regards to the first team. This is one of my frustrations, is that we've got to use the squad better, because once players get injured or suspended, look at, we brought Lakin in. I think that's been a mistake. Evans, I've called out before and said, like, I don't see the point why we signed Lakin and Evans. We should have signed another striker. But it worries me, say Reeves misses a few games, Ali misses a few games. Where are we going to score goals? Reeves was like back to his instrumental best yesterday. The defence looked like we weren't going to concede a goal until the penalty happened. On the penalty, before I come to Jonathan, on the penalty, did everyone else know that rule? Because I didn't have a clue. It was only when my son said to me, yeah, because it came off the directly off the post and went straight back to the player, it's an indirect free kick. And I was like, I'm sure if it comes straight back off the post, you just batter it in and you get the goal. But he said no. And I was like, no, you've got to be wrong on it. But obviously he was right and made me look a bit like a mug, but which is very rare. But, did anyone else know about the penalty and that was going to be the case? But, Jonathan, what did you want to say? And then hopefully someone will come back and say they didn't know.
Well, first of all, I did know, and only because I believe that rule was created because if my history is not great, but I do recall, I think there were guys who were intentionally trying to hit the post and have it ricochet back to them for a better chance at a penalty, which I think is stupid. But no, I was
that's mental. That's like American football trying to hit the post so you can then catch it in the touchdown area.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, but I was aware of that. But you know, I think that to Mick's point, you know, are we a mid-table team or are we not? Man, I think it's too soon to know. The thing that I'm concerned about is that we may be, you know, have the talent to be an upper part of the table team right now, but you know, who's going to leave in January? Are we going to be without Ali in January? And then who's Craig Cope going to bring in? So I think that trying to project where we are is really difficult because of, you know, just being League Two and having the money issues that we have. But I think that what we really need to hope for is that guys will get hot in the right rotation so that maybe, you know, maybe we are in a couple game skid where Ali's just not hitting them and Tilly is scoring, or maybe, you know, maybe Neufel finds a little more form, or Bugle, you know, has another brace or something like that. And if those guys rotate, you know, when they're hot, and if we always have somebody hot who's finishing at the right time, then yeah, we could be a top of the table team without a doubt. I am still concerned about what we're going to look like in January. And the consistency issue, but yeah, that's League Two football. These guys are playing here for a reason, for sure.
So I'm not concerned about who's leaving in January, because if Ali goes, I think someone made a point of on Twitter the other day regarding the amount of games Ali's going to play now up until January, because obviously he's away with Iraq now. I think he's away again in November or somewhere, and he's away again in January. Do we cash in on Ali now, considering he's only scored 2 goals? I know Mick's probably going mental now, but do you know what I mean, I think if Ali goes, I think I trust Craig Cope to have someone back up for him. My worry, the only worry I would have of players leaving at the moment is Jack Curry. Jack Curry is absolutely mustard at the moment again. Looks like he's back on form. Bristol were really interested in him last year, and I can't see why. And he's still playing as good as he was last year, where Ali's a little bit off it. He's not scoring as many goals, even though he's doing all the donkey work and the hard work. But he will be judged on his goals. I still don't think he leaves in January. I think he stays till the end of summer. Then he probably makes his move. Also got to say that the two loans look really good at the moment that are out on loan. Morgan Williams is absolutely ripping it up at Woking. I think that possibly, I think that ended after the game on Saturday, but he's now cup tied. So I think we possibly will extend that till the end of the season and let him go and play minutes. And he's doing really well at Woking. McLean started for Kidderminster in the cup today, so he's now cup tied. I think he got the assist for the goal. They're raving about him in the two games that he's played, so that can only be good for us as well. I'm not too worried about January. I think this is a good team. I also think with Joe Lewis playing yesterday, Connor Evans playing yesterday, Lakin was on the bench yesterday. Their three players now are cup tied, so I'm not worried that them two are going to, Evans and Lewis are going to leave. My worry is come the end of the season, we've got Bugle and Little out of contract. Little's only on a one-year deal. I think we need to get that sewn up pretty quickly and get him on a longer contract because he'll be out of contract at the end of the season. And I don't know if it's the same in League Two. Could he possibly be talking to clubs in January? I'm not sure if that's the case. But yeah, he's a big worry if he leaves in the summer. Kevin, I'll come to you first and then Don's blogs. Kev, how are you? You good? Did you know about the penalty? Did you know that was a rule?
Evening, mate. No, I didn't have a clue. I sat there and just looked around, and then the fella next to me nudged me and he went, it's X, Y, Z. So, no, didn't have a clue, mate. So I just thought, shit, it's 5-2. I thought it was a brilliant performance all round yesterday. I thought there was no one who didn't put a shift in. I mean, Evans's goal, we sit right behind it, and the moment he struck it, it was in. Even Tilly's goal, if they're Premier League goals, they're on Sky Sports every couple of minutes on rewind. So, you know, I thought we'd done really well. Am I worried about people leaving in January? Not really. I don't think so, because I don't think we've got that much that people want. If the $2.5 million from Leeds is true, then I think we've got to seriously think about taking it, to be quite honest with you, because he's going to go in the summer. Normally, people will pay more in January. So I think $2.5 million would be a good bit of business. I just worry for him, to be quite honest with you, because if he goes to Leeds, how much game time is he going to get? You know, is it worth him staying another year or so and then getting, you know, maybe a good League One move where he's going to play every week? So I'm not too bothered about losing too many people, to be quite honest with you. I think what we do need to do is, you know, sew people like Omar and Little up, because Little was amazing yesterday. Absolutely unreal.
No, I agree. Little's the one I think is worrying. I don't know where the chat for Ali leaving is coming from, because Ali, if you ever like the interviews they do and stuff, he seems happy at Wimbledon. He's been at Swansea before. He's been at Wickham before. It hasn't worked out. He's at a place now where he's scoring goals. He's playing regularly. He's doing well. He's, what, 7, 8 out of 10s most weeks. The only time I've seen him when he's been poor is when he's come back from international duty, which you kind of expect when you're travelling halfway around the world, like to Thailand, a place, and then coming back and going to Barrow on a Saturday. I'm not too worried that he'll leave. As I said, the only one I would be worried about is Jack Curry leaving, because I don't think we can replace a left back at the moment, because that Brown wouldn't be good enough to come in and do the job that Curry does.
I'd be worried, mate, with that. But the fella who sits behind me, he said he was speaking to Ali when he came into the ground yesterday, and he sort of said to him about it, and he just went, yeah, it's true. It has been spoken about, but I'm just seeing where it goes. So he said he seems pretty sort of relaxed about it. He weren't not chomping at the bit, and that obviously, you know, you don't know how he's going to react to it anyway. But I think Curry would be the bigger worry. I'd agree with you, mate.
That's it. $2.5 million. I'd snap your hands off tomorrow. Yeah. For that. That's a good chunk of the debt paid, and we could hopefully reinvest some of that back into the squad. Do you know what I mean? We're not going up this year, I don't think. So it will help for next year, and we'll get another rally. We always seem to find half decent strikers. So even last year, Josh Davison did a good job. That means scored 10 goals in that team that we had last year. Don's vlogs, how are we? We good?
Hello, mate. Yeah, all good. Yourself?
Very well. Yeah, very well after yesterday.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It was good. Yeah, quick one. I thought, like, obviously, we say sometimes we don't see a style of play, you know, Jackson style, but I thought we did see it kind of yesterday. I thought the opponent, obviously, was poor, so hence why it worked. You know, that sort of long ball that we see most weeks, if that makes sense. Bugle just had the jump on the defender every time for the flick-ons. So, like, it worked perfectly for Ali to run on. I mean, obviously, coming back to sort of the plan B, we don't have a plan B for when that doesn't work, which is unfortunate, you know. Because I thought yesterday our wide players and Armani Little with the no look passing was just ridiculous. That ball he was just playing without looking was taking like four or five players out of the game straight away. You know, literally isolating the wide players one on one with the defender every time. And obviously with our wide players, they're so fast, quick, and they're just talented, didn't they? I mean, look at the way Evans scored that goal. You know, Tilly just wanted to cut inside one on one. When we're playing it out too slow, just like the whole team gets set, and then our wide players just they don't really know what to do. You know, that's what I think as well. But I mean, last 15 minutes or so, we obviously lost the intensity. But I mean, that's to be fair, you know, we'd already cured the game off, which we hadn't done in many other games previous. So you can understand, you know, when Piers gave the penalty away, to be he was quality yesterday. But I mean, he literally, I thought he fell asleep on the player, if that makes sense. He was so tired. Like, he literally fell asleep on the geezer and just landed on top of him. But yeah, I thought overall it was generally really good performance.
That's why I said I was a bit frustrated. As I said, it was a brilliant performance. You can't be overly critical. To be fair, you can't really be critical at all. As you said, we moved the ball around really quickly. Our wingers got out their defenders. They didn't have a minute to rest all game. When we started getting tired of stuff and the game got drawn out, that's when, as I said, 75th minute, I'd have liked to have seen more subs and come on. I'd have liked to have seen Stasu maybe come on up front for Ali, or even if we're going to continue with him being a winger, come on for Evans. Evans has just come back from an injury layoff. That's my only frustration yesterday, is that we should have put the subs on a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, because obviously, like, I think Ali's on four yellow cards at the moment.
Yeah,
so if he got another yellow card in that last 15 minutes, he would have missed the Doncaster game. So, I mean, it was a bit risky, in my opinion, you know, because, I mean, you could have took him off, saved him for the Doncaster. He could have got the yellow card at Doncaster, and then he's away at international anyway. So would that make a difference to his suspension? Because he would serve in a suspension while the international is on.
If it's guaranteed 100%, if anyone's a betting person out there, you bet on him to get booked against Doncaster, because that suspension will be served against MK, which means he misses that game, which he's already away on the international duty anyway. As I said, I hoped yesterday slightly when he went down that he had a little niggle and would have to go off, and that meant he would have to miss, say, the Iraq international. Some people said, I hope he don't go. It's a World Cup qualifier. There's no chance he's missing that, unfortunately. I don't know how Iraq are doing in it, or if they're doing it. Well, I know they won their last game. So, yeah, he's no way he's going to miss the scum game, which is disappointing for us. I don't know what we do in that game, but that'd be another week to discuss that, really, because I do worry with him not playing in that.
I think someone just said they've got three players on international duty as well.
Well, that could be postponed then.
So, but they played the last game when it was international. They did play, even though they had three players out on international duty. So I'm not sure.
We'll have to have a look at that. So, go on, Mick, quickly before I move on to the draw. Go on, Mick.
Yeah, someone was saying that today, Lee, about the they've got blokes on international duty as well. But let's be honest, if you were them and you know Ali's not playing, you're going to play it, aren't you? They'd be mental to call it off, wouldn't they? Unless we've got three people on international duty, I strongly suspect the game will be on. Because
Go on.
Yeah, because I just think he's such an integral player for us. So I think if they've got three out, they can still opt to play if they want. And yeah, I think if they can play when they know Ali's not playing, they're going to play it, aren't they? They'd be mental not to.
I half agree. I don't think they'll probably worry. I wouldn't be worried about their players at all. I don't know any of their players are, to be fair. I wouldn't worry about them. But I wonder if the police might get involved, because a Saturday with Wimbledon coming to town is going to be a lot more Wimbledon fans travelling up on Saturday than there will be on a Tuesday night to Scumland. Yeah, I'm not sure. Kev, what did you want to say? I do want to ask a question before I come to you, Kev. This is one that I spoke to about in another group. The Scum game, right? I'll ask it now because I'm not 100% I can do the debrief next Sunday. So I'll ask it now because it'd be the week after the Scum game. I'm going off a bit of this week, but I'm going to go up there. I'm going to take my boy for the first time up there. I get the reason why people won't go or will not travel. But for me, I think we have to get as many fans up there as possible to support our team, our club, the one that is in Wimbledon, the one that's built Plough Lane, and show them what a great support that we have. And I think I'd love us to take as much numbers as possible. You buy your match ticket and that's it. You don't buy anything from the food or drink outlets inside the stadium at all. You go up there and you show them that we are Wimbledon. We are the only Wimbledon. And I think we have to take as many numbers as possible. I am going. I hate the game. I hate going up there. It brings stuff out in me that is, pretty poor form in best of times. But against them, I think it's okay. Kevin, what did you want to say? Sorry, I just wanted to put that out there, mate.
No, that's fine, mate. Yeah, for me, won't be for me, mate. I've not been, and I won't be going in the near future. I should be trying to find some nice B&Q to wander around or something, because I won't be giving them my money. So what I want to come back to and just say quickly was about, and I think it was something you said on Twitter yesterday, was about the subs. It was very strange when we're clearly, quite comfortable in the game out of sight. He still don't make no changes, and you got an issue with players getting injured, players picking up a booking. And does this come back to, and I think we touched on it last week, and certainly when on the debrief with Graham, he's got this fear, I think, yeah, and maybe he's scarred from last year. He's had a bit of a rough ride at Charlton, didn't he, yeah? That even when he's doing well, he don't know, he can't let go. He's still got that fear, He looks like he's the same as every other fan in there. At 5-0, he's shitting himself, thinking, well, I still could be looking at a 5-5 on the ball at when the final whistle goes. And, he just looks frightened to change anything and do anything. And he's got to do this. He's got to let go. He's got to trust. I don't know if it's a trust thing or whether he's frightened, but he's got to trust those players, because there's no way, as we've seen, he's going to be able to keep the same 11 and just plod on. So, I don't know. I'll just put that out there. I don't know what others think.
For me, Kevin, I think it's not all on Jackson either, though. Right? I think it's got to be on Terry Skiverton, and it's got to be on Rob Toovey as well, to say to him, look, we're 5-0 up. We're actually cruising this game. Let's get Kai Jennings on. Let's give he's mustered in the under-18s. Let's get him on with Reeves for 15 minutes. Bring Reeves off with another, say, 5 minutes to go. Get Little off. Get Reeves off 5 minutes ago. Get ball on. I get what you're saying, that he's so scared, because say Jennings comes on, ball comes on, and then we go and draw that game 5-5. I just couldn't see that yesterday happening in a million years. I think we could have brought me and you on, and I think we still win that game. Do you know what I mean?
We haven't played then, mate.
I haven't played since my injury ravaged 2002 season. Do you know what I mean? If it weren't for my knee injury, I probably possibly would have made it. But yeah, I just think I was watching a lot of him yesterday, and he stands there on the sideline and he sits next to him, and I just think they've got to help him and say, look, subs on. Do you know what I mean? Like, Bugle for Davison was a good early sub. I thought, they're fair dues. And I said, I walked away, I was chuffed to bits, obviously, but then I was thinking, we've got to get the ball in games. We've got to get their minutes in their legs and stuff, because we might need them at any minute, like we did at the start of the season, and we struggled.
Yeah, this is the problem, because if they don't get out there, all of a sudden you've got someone who ain't been near the pitch for 5, 6, 7 weeks, and then you're chucking them into a MK game or an Accrington game or something like that, and it's almost like picking someone out of the youth team and going, off you go, son, go and play in that really important game. So he's got to rotate it for a lot of reasons, but he's and we saw this last year at the end of the season. When he played little to the point where he broke down. He did the same with Ali, and he was just shit scared that he was going to lose. And he's got to get over this. He's got to get over this mentality.
No, I 100% agree. And as I said, like, Little and Reeves are doing so well this year. They are mustard. Like, they've been solid. And I can see why he is putting players on the bench that they are. Morgan Williams got out of the balls on the bench. But I think if we do have, like, say Little does get injured or he's suspended, I'd be very happy to see James Ball come in against, say, a Scum, because I think he'd absolutely thrive on a game like that. Where I hope, as I said, it's a couple of weeks away. We have to go up. Every time I've been to that game, our team is so scared. They don't thrive on it enough. It's because the club pretend that it don't happen. And I get your reasoning for not wanting to go, Kevin. But we have to go up there the next time we play them. They are the enemy, the absolute enemy. And we've got to go out there and absolute batter them on the pitch and possibly off it. Mick, what did you want to say, mate?
Yeah, I'm going to MK as well, Lee. I'll see you there for a beer, mate, when we get there. But yeah, and I absolutely, like you say, I agree with. I totally understand Kevin's reasoning for not going. A lot of my people that I know are not going for the same reason. But yeah, I'm just thinking, bugger it, I'm going to go. You know, let's go and see what happens. But yeah,
Sorry, Mick. Have you ever been before?
No, I haven't, mate. No, I've only been around 5 minutes, Lee. It's all new to me. You know, so well, you know, I always say that I'm only a bandwagon jumping glory at Marana. So the I've only been around 5 minutes. I've seen the games at home, and they've been tasty. But
I wouldn't say you're a bandwagon. bandwagon glory, I know, because we haven't had much glory in the last few years. you're a bandwagon, but yeah, not a glory. The one thing about that game is, yeah, it's not very nice. It's the worst game possibly. Yeah, it's not very nice, but yeah. Go on, Mick. Sorry, what did you want to say before? And then I'll come to
you and Kev kind of said what I was thinking, that the squad rotation thing, people often talk about it being, you know, you've got to keep players fresh and all that. And that's an element of it. But it's also about you've got to get blokes ready if you need them. And I think James Ball's a perfect example. I think he's a good player, the kid, actually. And at some point, we're going to need him, aren't we? So it just makes more sense to me that you could stick him in when he's not, and just give him 15, 20 minutes in his legs in a game. And another thing as well, you know, you said that Reeves and Little are doing really well, and they are. But every time we play against a team who plays three at the back, plays five in midfield, we're always a bit lost. We're always a bit overrun. It's happened in four or five games this season. My suspicion is on Saturday when we play Doncaster that McCann's a good manager. They'll play five in midfield, almost certainly. And it would make sense to me in a game where we're winning 5-0 to say, well, you know what, let's switch it up a little bit and let's go 4-3-3 for the last 15, 20 minutes and just have a bit of a go at it, see what it looks like, see how the lads feeling in there and all that sort. It would just kind of make sense to me to do that because it gives you a bit of a heads up, and you've had a little fiddle around when there's no risk involved, just so that if you do need to change it, as you say, if Little gets injured or suspended or God forbid anything happens to Reeves, then you've kind of got blokes who are able to step in.
No, I totally agree. And we said this on the pod. We have to be a little bit We have to change it around little time from time to time again. Play Ali out front on his own and have five across that midfield. It was rigid last year. Seems to be very the case this year. The thing about this year is that he's getting away with it because we have better players and we are playing 4-4-2 rigidly. But yeah, I think James Ball was listening a minute ago. Actually, I saw him on here, so he might have been listening to what we were saying. But I'd be
he's a good player, and I think there's been times where I think we could have used him because he brings a certain physicality to it. And he's a good footballer, he gets box to box. And I think almost certainly, in his case, we are going to need him at some point this season, aren't we? So it just makes more sense to me to get him on and give him some. I'm sure he'll start on Tuesday and stuff. But as much as it's good to get minutes in the legs in them games, they don't mean as much. I don't care what anyone says. So, yes, let's get him 90 minutes into his legs on Tuesday. And if we get a chance to bring him on against Doncaster, we might well need him.
No, I agree. I think that's spot on, to be fair, Mick. Connor, how are we? You want to say something regarding the game yesterday?
Evening, lads. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. All good, mate.
Yeah, I was just wanted to sort of chime in on Milton Keynes a bit. Obviously, for those that don't know me, you can tell by the accent, I'm not Wimbledon born and bred. I moved here last year, started covering Wimbledon, so I've covered the team for about a year or so, and I remember last year, last game of the season, obviously Wimbledon playing for nothing. I was updating the MK score every 5 minutes because I was like, God, I want to go to Milton Keynes and cover that game because the atmosphere will be raucous. I didn't actually realize that until last week that a lot of Wimbledon fans boycotted that game, and I understand why. Like, there's no right or wrong answer in this sort of, not that it's a debate, but it's a discussion, right? But for me, from an outside view looking in, I think that Milton Keynes game is a really, really good chance for Wimbledon fans for it to be like a show of strength. Like, I was watching YouTube highlights of the FA Cup game years ago, and there was about 3,000 Wimbledon fans behind the goal, and then the rest of the stadium's three quarters empty. And I mean, if that isn't like a visual representation of how the MK project has sort of failed, and how sort of successful the rebirth of Wimbledon as a club has been, I mean, getting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, whatever tickets they give the club, I doubt that the club wouldn't sell them out. So, as I said, I completely get why people don't want to go up there and give the club the money. But I think if you're going to boycott it, I think everyone has to boycott it. And understandably, some people don't want to. So I think it would be almost better from a visual point of view to have a real show of strength up there and get a full away end. But as I said, people are entitled to their opinions and beliefs on the thing. And as I said, there's no right or wrong answer on it. But if it was me, I would be trying to get as many guys up there as possible, especially given the atmosphere in the stadium, because there isn't any. So all the atmosphere would be from the Wimbledon fans, and it would certainly help the team.
No, I think you're right regarding the is there's no right or wrong answer regarding it. I understand and respect the people that don't go. I didn't go last year. I think the problem with it, I think the people that have been before, I've been three times, the FA Cup, 0-0, and there was another, I can't remember. I've been up there and it's horrible. It is horrible up there. It's really nasty. I mean, we're not a nasty fan base at all. We have our idiots like every club, but we're not a nasty fan base. I've seen people that are as good as gold, old people just change. Their attitude just changes up there. They get angry. The resentment comes back. The thoughts of what happened comes back. And it's not a very nice day at all. And we've got to remember that we've got a younger fan base now. Say, like my boy's 14. He wants to go up there. He wants to show that we are Wimbledon. He wants to wear his colours with pride and say, look, we're a much better club than you. We're a bigger club than you. Do you know what I mean? We're always going to be better than you. We are better than you. We won already with Plough Lane. You only have to look at the stadium. As I said, I stood in the South Stand yesterday, first time. It gives you a much better perspective of what we actually built at that ground. I think we forget that a lot of time, where we've come from, because football is a very fickle game. I'm possibly one of the most fickle football fans out there. But I get your point, Connor, and I kind of half agree. I think we should be taking as many as we can up there, singing out. The problem as well, they kind of ruined it a little bit as well by putting us in the upper tier. It was so much better when we were in the bottom tier and we could pretend we were going to run on the pitch and wind them up a little bit, because when we scored that goal at their place in the FA Cup, it was just pure joy that we scored against them club-stealing bunch of scumbags. It's hard to take. But Kevin, what do you want to say now? I'm going to move on because I need to talk about this cup draw.
Yeah, just quickly, mate. For me, the guy, I'm fed up with it, yeah? And the day they got relegated, I absolutely fucking hated it, because it means we've got to play them again. I just don't want to play them. Yeah, that's, you know, if you, and I guess Connor's in the media in some way, yeah. If he wants to come and see the game, come to the Plough Lane game, because there's one thing for certain, there will be an atmosphere then, because that night at King's Meadow, when Lyle scored the winner, I don't think really there's many other games I've been to where the atmosphere, and it was just electric when he scored. So no doubt there'll be an atmosphere with us, but for me, yeah, I don't want to play him. Yeah, just don't want to play him, mate.
I totally agree with you on that one. That's 100%. I think most of my fans. I'd rather them stayed up, if I'm being honest. I want them to go bust. Don't get me wrong. I want them to go bust and out of business. But yeah, I hate the game. But that's it. I'm going to go up there. I want to support the boys. I think we actually have a really good chance this year to beat them. But anyway, we'll move on. What we'll discuss now is the FA Cup draw. So we got Ramsgate at home. I don't know if anyone has been to Ramsgate before. I went when Wimbledon played them down in Ramsgate. That was an absolute nasty day as well. We got to Ramsgate on the terrace and there was about 30 or 40 Ramsgate lads there who decided they were just going to start swinging punches at Wimbledon fans. And it kind of all went off a little bit nasty. Back in them days, it used to be like that a little bit when we used to go to places, mainly in the Kent coast, really, Ramsgate, Herne Bay, other clubs like Gillingham, Chelsea, Millwall, Charlton, or some people would just turn up and try and start fights with Wimbledon fans. I think they come off worse for wear that day, but yeah, it wasn't a very nice game. I'm quite happy that we've got them at home. I would have loved to have got them away. I think the ground's a little bit better down there now than when we went there last time. A day on the Ramsgate coast, there's their Wetherspoons looks banging, to be fair, down there. I know Mick probably won't like me saying that because he probably hates Weatherspoons, but it does look like a nice one right on the beach. But yeah, nice home game. Hopefully we'll price it well again. I thought the 10 and 5 for the Cheltenham game was spot on. Hopefully we'll price this one the same and get as many people down there as possible. But yeah, I think it's the best draw. Before I come to you, Mick, I think people who think it's going to be on TV are deluded. If you look at some of the draws, there's some of the home ties will be on TV. There's Chesterfield versus Orient, things like that. I can't see us being on TV, to be fair. I know they're the lowest ranked team in it. I just think that the TVs will look at it and think that Wimbledon will turn them over quite easily and we won't be on the box again, unfortunately. Mick, what did you want to say, mate?
Two quick points, mate. They're not going to put us on TV if we got Barcelona. If we got Barcelona in Champions League, we won't be on telly. They're not putting us on the thing. It doesn't matter who we're playing, so that's not going to happen. And the Witherspoons thing, I like it. Witherspoons is my pub of choice pre-football, mate. I love one of their big breakfast, couple of pints, and away you go. So I would have definitely been in the Witherspoons in Ramsgate with you, and the crowd have been down there all day long. Love a bit of that. So, yeah, just to put it straight on the Witherspoons. And it's a good draw. We'll beat them.
As a publican, I thought you'd hate Weatherspoons because, they're nasty, not very nice pubs.
Nah, they're all right, mate. You should come in the Alex sometimes. I mean, we do take a few quid, mate. We do all right, even with having the Witherspoons near us. So I don't mind the Witherspoons. There's enough punters in Wimbledon for everybody. Those who want cheap beer, and if they come in the Alex, those who want expensive beer. So there's enough punters there for everybody. So, I've got nothing against them at all.
I admit. I tell you, once I win the lottery, I'll be coming down the Alex for a couple of pints, I tell you. Until that day comes, I might have to come in there. No, I've been in there a couple of times. It's a good booze. You've got a good one down there. But yeah, anyone want to speak about the Ramsgate Cup draw? Anyone happy with it? Don's Vlogs, I guess you'll probably be going down there for a full weekend staying in a caravan, won't you? Oh, no, it's at home. He won't be, sorry.
Hello, mate. Sorry, mate.
I was going to say, I bet you wished it was away so you could have a week down there, couldn't you?
Well, we still might get a draw at home.
We're going to batter them 7-0.
We might get a replay on the replay, on the TV on the replay. No, but I think, we should beat them. But, I mean, obviously, it's not a guaranteed, is it? I mean, there's always one sort of shock. We always struggle against lower league opposition anyway.
Jack, Paper Valley, they've just got a result at Charlton, haven't they? And they're below Ramsgate in the same league. Cray Valley Paper Mill.
So I saw them a couple of years ago. They played a pre-season friendly against Tilbury. They're awful. Well happy that they got a draw against Charlton.
Unbelievable.
We're going to batter Ramsgate. It'll be 7-0. Jonathan, what did you want to say, mate?
I don't know if this phrase is used on your side of the pond, but this feels like a trap game to me. You know, feels like one that we should definitely win because they're so much lower than us. And then I could easily see us, you know, trying to rest a bunch of guys, start a lesser side, and then end up getting shocked. And then, you know, it's bad. So I we should win that game and we should win it handily, but it does make me nervous because it feels like a trap game to me.
Nah, at home, we'll play a good team. Johnny Jackson could call me up to that side and we'll beat Ramsgate. It's fine. Kevin, what did you want to say?
Yeah, me and you. Yeah, we'll start then, shall we? Yeah.
Mate, I could do a job. Me and Rosie, Paul Street.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll play at the back with Piercy. Yeah, we'll be on the goal line, mate.
I was going to say you'll be back in.
I don't know what the international budget is, but I'd be happy to play right back.
Yeah, I think you'd be playing the poster, wouldn't you? Yeah. How far back you'd be?
I'm happy with it, to be honest. I think if it had been at their place, then there would have been a better chance of it being a telly game. But yeah, I'm with you. I can't see them whacking it on the telly. I think it's a big game. He's got to go all out for it because that's the key to the third round. And the big tie, isn't it? So, yeah, he'd be mad not to throw the kitchen sink at him.
100%. I can't see him playing a weekend team with the third round being the next draw because you get Man U, Newcastle. I say Man U, they're not even a big club anymore. I'd actually take Man U at home at the moment. I think we'd battle them. yeah, you get Man City's, your Newcastle's at home, you get Spurs, stuff like that at the moment. Yeah, it's a big day, the third round. So hopefully we'll take it seriously. If not, I'm sure the Don's Trust will be on the phone to him, making sure that we have a team out there. I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for joining me. Does anyone else want to say anything before we go, or is everyone happy to wrap it up now? Cool beans. Right. Well, again, thanks to everyone for coming on and having your say. This is the only place that gives the fans a voice. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This will be available as a podcast shortly. Yeah, Joe will be doing that, and that will be out on our link tree. We'll also put messages out over socials regarding that. Again, thank you very much. Come on, you Dons. Have a good week, everyone.